WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
Chicago's ward redistricting process is underway. It's a closed and often contentious process that will determine ward boundaries for the next 10 years. This time around, Chicago's Asian Americans are making their case for a ward of their own. WBEZ's Esther Yunji Kang has the story.
Initial 2020 census results show that the number of Asian Americans in Chicago increased more than any other group over the past decade, from 144,000 to 190,000.
Asian Americans represent 7% of Chicago, but they currently represent 0% of seats in the city council. Given that Asian Americans are the fastest growing racial demographic in Chicago, we're pretty optimistic that an Asian American ward can exist.
That's Justin Sia, a lawyer with Asian Americans Advancing Justice Chicago. With the city council's remapping process underway, Sia and others are advocating for a majority Asian ward, the first ever in Chicago's history. He says right now, the voices of Asian Americans are diluted.
An Asian American community that's split into two or more wards just really makes it more difficult for the community to exert influence over their elected leaders.
And with more than one alderman representing a community,
it allows the alderman to pass the buck of responsibility to act on behalf of those communities.
According to census numbers, the most likely place to draw a majority Asian ward would be in Greater Chinatown on the near southwest side. Grace Chan McKibben leads the Coalition for a Better Chinese American Community.
There are at least 35,000 Asian Americans in Chinatown, Bridgeport, McKinley Park, and some surrounding areas.
35,000 is more than enough for a majority in a single Chicago ward.
Now we've finally reached the point where we know that we have the numbers if we draw the shape and the size just right.
Community members want an Asian ward too. Listen to their comments from a recent public hearing about redistricting in Chinatown.
There are a number of issues and concerns. This includes our decade-long hope for a nearby high school, Asian hate crimes, small business concerns, and support.
Chinese residents spread across a number of wards that make the voices not strong enough to be heard.
The community has seen the power of drawing a map that brings Asian voices together. Here's McKibben.
When we were drawing the state rep district back in 2011, the first consideration was to not have the Asian American population be split up between three state rep districts and to consolidate voices or power, if you will.
Her group lobbied to bring most of the Greater Chinatown community into one state representative district. A few years later, that district helped Teresa Ma become the first Asian American elected to the Illinois General Assembly. Some say this year, in the city's remap, the best chance at a majority Asian ward may be through a citizen-drawn map, one put together by regular people like Shravan Suryadevara.
I'm a resident of South Loop. I actually work as a software developer, but I teach part-time at a K-12 school in McKinley Park.
Suryadevara is one of 13 citizen commissioners convened by Change Illinois, a political reform group. Their main goal is to conduct an open and transparent redistricting process and draw maps based on what community members want.
We have a strong imperative to make sure that Chinatown stays as one community within one ward.
Suryadevara points out the city council has already begun its closed-door remap process, but this year, his group might be able to lobby the 10 aldermen needed to oppose the city council drawn map. That would trigger a special election next year for Chicagoans to decide which map they want. However the process shakes out, Justin Sia with Advancing Justice says the time is now for a majority Asian ward.
It's a bit of a game changer in the perception among the Asian American community of city council, which is why it's so important to not let this moment go.
He says a majority Asian ward will lead to better representation of their interests, greater civic engagement among Asian voters, and maybe someday an Asian alderman or two in city council. Esther Yunji Kang, WBEZ News.